Governor Whitmer's fellow Democrats haven't always seen eye to eye with her. The legislative majority is close enough that both parties will need to be involved in some of the issues Whitmer wants to work on. With us now is State Representative Christine Gregg, Democrat of House District 37. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask about the issue that seems to be at the top of everybody's to-do list. You've certainly had your differences with the governor over road funding. At the height of the debate last year, you declined to introduce an idea that she had in legislative form, saying that a 45-cent gas tax was just not going to fly. Let me ask, how do you feel about bonds?
I think that is a strong financial tool to use. And, you know, when the legislature didn't come to the table, the Republican-led legislature, with a plan for raising the revenue, we have never disagreed we need $2.5 billion in additional revenue to really address our problem. You know, she needed to look at the other tools at her disposal, and bonding, especially in this current economic environment, is a really strong tool to use. And, you know, obviously it was approved this morning with a 6-0 vote to move forward on it. So I'm really glad that she's at least tackling part of the problem, but it still falls on us in the legislature to get together and come up with a long-term funding solution.
Speaker Lee Chatfield told us he doesn't feel particularly great about $3.5 million worth of bonds, given that the state already has bonding obligations left over going back to the Granholm administration. Just how much capacity do you think the state has?
Well, actually, if you dig into the details, we have a lot of capacity, and we are actually retiring old debt. So as that retires and we ramp up this new bonding, there's actually a very little effect on the overall budget. So it's actually a really perfect time to do bonding.
The big question, of course, is the long-term plan, how to dedicate money to road maintenance. What sounds feasible to you given what happened last year? Is the legislature ready for another go-round on gas taxes?
You know, we have to keep talking about this. My caucus has already put forth some other ideas to talk about how to generate some new revenue. I know the speaker has floated the idea of looking at taking sales tax off of the gas pump so that more money is going to roads. Obviously, that's an idea we can talk about, but it's so incredibly important that the lost revenue from that switch would be backfilled appropriately to make sure that our schools and our local communities are not hurt because of that change. So I think there's some additional ideas on the table, but we have to keep talking and make sure that we are looking at a sustainable long-term plan and not just fixing part of the problem.
There's a strong current of awareness that seems to permeate what a lot of lawmakers are saying this year. How is this going to play out against the context of what's happening with national elections and the political mood of the country? With that in mind, Governor Whitmer mentioned a long list of priorities last night. Which of those issues sound most realistic to you for 2020?
Well, I think top of the list is what she's doing for the roads. I mean, again, just the day after this day of the state where she shared the bonding plan, it's already approved and the wheels are in motion, so to speak, pardon the pun. We are going into another construction year, and we have to address the high-priority roads in the state. So I think right away, that's obviously very realistic because it's already happening. And then after that, I think when we talk about education and we talk about training, I think that's where we can find some common ground because we all want everyone's kids to have opportunity to succeed. And we need that through more support for literacy, any early childhood development. It's just so important that we set kids off on the right foot, regardless where they live in this state. And I think we can find a lot of common ground in that. And then on the back end of someone's career, if, you know, they need to upgrade their skills and get reconnected to better jobs, the Michigan Reconnect program, too, is also an area where we can work together.
House Democratic Leader Chris Gregg of District 37 in Farmington Hills. Thanks for talking to us.
Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
In just a minute, we're going to hear from State House Speaker Lee Chatfield and get his reaction to Governor Whitmer's proposals. Stay with us.